Finally, with most of us running up heating bills this winter, the National Law Center on Homelessness and Poverty says that more than 3 million men, women, and children were out in the cold, homeless for at least some time this last year. The Bush administration is now asking cities and states for plans to end chronic homelessness within 10 years. The administration also wants more and better information on the homeless. From Denver, NPR's Jeff Brady reports.
An accurate count of just how many homeless people there are has long eluded the federal government. The Bush administration wants to change that by gathering specific data about individuals who show up at shelters. The Department of Housing and Urban Development, or HUD, hasn't adopted final rules yet, but the agency suggests shelters ask for a person's name, their date of birth, and social security number. Some of that information likely would end up in a national database, which worries Chris Hoofnagel with the Electronic Privacy Information Center.
We're basically creating a nationwide tracking database of people who are not doing anything illegal.
HUD says the information also will help local shelters better coordinate their services. But Gerald Cook with the Salvation Army in Denver is concerned how clients will react to the additional questions.
If you ask for Social Security and date of birth and all this stuff, some of them will simply not come in and choose to stay out and potentially freeze to death just to avoid being asked a lot of personal questions.
Cook says his organization will give up the $19,000 in federal money it receives each year rather than collect the information. Outside the Salvation Army's Denver shelter, reaction to the program is mixed. One man who didn't want to give his name says he worries a potential employer might get a hold of the database.
They'll probably look down upon you, Gene, that you were out of shelter.
Another man who gave his name as Simon Peter says most people should be willing to answer a few questions about themselves in exchange for a warm place to sleep.
Some people wouldn't show up, but some people wouldn't have any problem with it. Like, I wouldn't have any problem with it because you got to keep a track exactly, you know, what's going on.
Philip Mangano heads the White House Interagency Council on Homelessness. He's better known as the Bush administration's homeless czar. He says the federal government will not collect specific information on shelter clients. He says only aggregate data will be sent to Washington.
I'm as concerned about privacy and confidentiality for the homeless, our homeless neighbors. Some of my friends are homeless people. I would not violate their privacy or confidentiality.
He has little patience for critics of the new data gathering program. Mangano says every good manager knows that to solve a problem, you need to start with accurate information.
The people who are opposed to that, I think, are maybe unconsciously engaged in maintaining and preserving the status quo of homelessness.
Such statements are not well received in a community of people who believe they're dedicating their lives to helping the homeless. The Bush administration's aggressive push has even upset some who support the Homeless Management Information System. Leanna Stoker is with First Fruit Ministries in Wilmington, North Carolina.
I like to see grassroots solutions to local issues, and this was definitely a top-down mandate. We have no choice in this.
But Stoker says she's looking past that to the goal of the program and likes what she sees. She says it's time shelters caught up with the rest of the world and got more organized.
We've got to get streamlined because it's the only way we are going to make the absolute most out of the resources that are available to us.
The government plans to have the Homeless Management Information System in place by next fall. Jeff Brady, NPR News, Denver.